quantifying effects of inhomogeneities and curvature on gravitational wave standard siren measurements of $H/Z$, by S.M. Cox-Bang. For a flat universe, the dipole of the luminosity distance can be utilized to measure the Hubble parameter. It is here shown that this is not the case in more general settings where curvature and cosmic back reaction is permitted. This implies that a discordance between H/Z measurements obtained using such dipole luminosity distance data and true, actual H/Z data obtained from e.g. cosmic chronometers as a signal of curvature and/or cosmic back reaction. By considering mock future gravitational wave measurements of the Hubble parameter obtained through the dipole luminosity distance, it is shown that already a 1% curvature could in principle just barely show up in the determination. However, for realistic mock data generation using models with as much as 5% curvature, parameter estimates do not yield reliable measures of inconsistency between the false H/Z measurements and true measurements of H/Z. At the same time, cosmic back reaction is hard to detect even if it makes up 10% of the energy budget in the current universe, even when considering a highly idealized situation with low errors. The results concerning back reaction are based on specific scaling solutions to the back reaction problem, and the study shows that the possibility of detecting a signal of back reaction through the dipole of the luminosity distance depends strongly on the particular back reaction model. This was Quantifying Effects of Inhomogeneities and Curvature on Gravitational Wave Standard Siren Measurements of $H/Z$ by S.M. Cox-Bang.